You're listening to SBS News.
Dr. Tom Dennis is a man on a mission, designing Australian technology to test the potential for a commercially viable ocean wave system. A former teacher with a PhD in oceanography, he is now focused on harnessing the power of the sea, co-founding WaveSwell Energy. He's designed an ocean-based unit to generate electricity from waves, with his pilot project taking place on King Island between the Australian mainland and Tasmania.
Australia probably has the best, or very close to the best, wave climate in the world. The way that the technology itself works is very much like an artificial blowhole. We create a cavern, an artificial sort of cave. The waves move in, they into that cave, they rise and fall and displace the air, and that displaced air is what drives the turbine and that generates the power.
Backed by the federal government's Australian Renewable Energy Agency, the $8 million unit is nearing completion in Launceston, and it will supplement wind and solar power on King Island.
They will have the first power station in the world that operates on three different types of renewables.
Dr. Mark Hemmer is an offshore renewable energy systems principal research scientist at the CSIRO.
Globally, there'd be about 10 projects at a similar stage, and they're really useful to overcome some of the technical challenges that still remain for wave energy.
He says interest in wave energy is rising.
Australia has a long history of demonstrating wave energy activities, and a lot of the gains that have been made have been hard-earned. We're looking at it optimistically and hoping that we can see some real success for Australia to lead the way in wave energy.
Designing a system to withstand rough seas isn't easy.
The big difference with our technology is the fact that there are no moving parts whatsoever in the water. That, I think, has been the fatal flaw for other technologies in the past.
It's hoped wave energy may one day replace diesel as a fuel source in the region. So far, investment in wave energy has lagged behind solar and wind. But scientists hope that will soon change. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.